Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge in 5. More best bets and props for the night in sports. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about today. We have no time to waste. Let's bring in the stars of the show. You know the faces. We've got EC. We've got the Speculator and yours truly. Now, gentlemen, before we get started with our best bets, sometimes I just got to stop the show. I got to stop the show because Big Cheesy says, thanks, guys. I got to take down Coach for the chat. So apparently it's me against the world, but what Big Cheesy doesn't know, well, maybe he does know, that EC, the $100 that I sent him for losing the showdown, by the way, I won big on the Nuggets because they were +3, but that was your money. So is there anything that you would like to say to Big Cheesy?
Congratulations, Big Cheesy, and I wish that Oregon's extra point had doinked off the upright and out of the goalposts, you know, into the field of play, and then we would have had overtime, and then Coach would have owed me $200.
True. But that didn't happen. And Specty, no. I need to ask you a question, Specty, because last night I was trying to be a sportsman. I went on Twitter. They scored a touchdown in the first 2 minutes, and they were on pace to score 147 points. And I said, hey, I'm going to give you a chance to get out of the bet for half the bet. And what did your boy do, Specty? Did he say, yes, Coach, I'll pay you the $50 right now? He doubled down. He says, I'll make the bet double. And then in the third quarter, how many points did the two teams score, EC?
Zero!
I talk about it all the time. There are levels to this game. And EC, you just learned your lesson right there, right here. But it probably won't be a day or two before you and I will go at it again. So much respect. Tip of the cap. 0 third-quarter points. You had to just be grinding during the third quarter.
Oh, Coach, I felt like Shane McMahon at SummerSlam 03 when you were giving him the steel chair to the back. That's how I felt watching that third quarter. It's horrible.
All right, let's get into it right now because we have more best bets. Don't forget, tonight, Thursday Night Football, 7:30 p.m., Early Edge Live. Me, Sia, Prop Stars, M Squared, I think. But we have a full breakdown of that tonight. But we've got plays right here from that game. But Specty, you have been on fire. Last night, you literally got up at the end of the third quarter and went, I'm good. I've already cashed my ticket. That doesn't happen very often with a points and rebound prop. But you did it, so you get to start us off today. What do you got, big boy?
Yeah, we're going to go over to Boston, and we're doing the Los Angeles Clippers at the Boston Celtics. We are taking the Clippers +7. I have this on the site at +6.5. I still see +7 out there and actually a few 7.5s. So get it as high as you can go. We're predicting, our Sportsline AI is predicting a 113 to 117 Boston win, not enough to cover. You get a 3-point edge at the moment. Kawhi Leonard is going to be the key to this game. If he plays 33 to 38 minutes like he has in the past couple games, this is going to hit. When the Clippers have Kawhi Leonard in the lineup, they are 11-3 so far this season. Their 3 losses were by 5 points, 5 points again, and 17. What I'm trying to tell you is, in the 14 games Kawhi Leonard has played with the Clippers this season, they've only lost by more than 7 once. If you need any more convincing than that, with the Clippers with Kawhi on the court are +14.5 points per 100 possession. Without him, they are -3.4. He is going to be the key to covering this spread tonight.
I know a lot of you are sitting out there right now thinking, I would love to have a lead data scientist in my back pocket. Well, you do. You got Specty here every single weekday on Early Edge and 5, but he's on our team, and so are you. All right. Sean says, Coach always talking smack. There is heel coach. Heel coach is my favorite coach. This is where I'm most comfortable, right here, right now. And EC, just because I have so much respect for you, I'm going to allow you to go in the maestro spot today. So I'm going to go next. We're going to cash with me today. If you're going to cash with the coach, I got 2 props from Thursday Night Football. This is such a weird game. Josh Dobbs is getting the start for the Titans. Malik Willis is going to sit out. There's all kinds of these narratives flying around. There's only one narrative I need to know about, and that's that the Dallas Cowboys still have something to play for. And they just blew a 17-point lead 2 weeks ago to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So what does that mean for tonight? It means they need to score. They need to score early. They need to score often. And then they need to keep their keep their foot down on the gas pedal. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play the first half, and I've seen this 13.5 some places. I don't like it at 14.5, but first half team total over 14 for the Cowboys. And then for the game, 27, I saw this at DraftKings just 1 minute ago at 26.5. So you can still get this number, but don't go over 28. That's a very, very key number. Keep it at 27.5, 27. Anything below 28, I like this a lot. The Cowboys will score at least 30 tonight, and they'll go at least 17 in the first half. All right, EC, I see one of your plays that I absolutely love because we talk about in bowl games all the time, motivation, motivation, motivation. You're up.
Well, Coach, you just stole my logic here. It's all about motivation in the Alamo Bowl tonight. Washington is getting 3 points from Texas, but when the line opened up, it was like 4.5. Now it's drifted all the way down to 3, and I think it may go lower. I almost considered going on the money line here with Bijan Robinson, the star running back from Tucson, by the way, is out for Texas. He's going to the NFL, doesn't want to play in this game. Washington closed the season winning their last 6 games, including wins over potential top 10 schools in the Oregon schools. Now, here's another piece of motivation. Michael Penix Jr., who's the Washington quarterback, has not played in a bowl game before, so he's excited. But he needs 391 yards to win the nation's passing yardage title this season to pass the kid Austin Reed from Washington, or from Western Kentucky. So I think he's going to get that. I think Washington is going to win the game. And I think considering that Texas is in their third Alamo Bowl in 4 years, I know they're 2-0, but I don't think they really want to be here. I think Washington plus 3 is a good bet, and I think they will win the game outright as well. Just going to take the points for now. Now, my second play, I'm going to go to the college basketball hardwood, one where I've had some success there. There's a weird total in a Conference USA game between Middle Tennessee and Charlotte. The over-under is 124.5. Now, the Sportsline model has it at 138, so way, way over. The reason I like the over, I'll give you a couple pieces of logic here. The last 5 Charlotte games have gone over this total. I think the closest one was 126. Middle Tennessee State, 6 of their last 7 games over this total. Now, on the season, MTSU averaging 72 points a game, Charlotte nearly 69. Why is this total so low? What am I missing? Last 4 meetings between these two teams, 131, 133, 141, and a 116 there. I just think 124.5 is too low. I probably would have played this at 130, so I'm confident in the over.
6, 7, 8 points of value in a college basketball game. We'll take that all day. Now, Big Cheesies actually asked a question in the chat that I was going to ask you. We've seen Texas this year score a lot of points, but they can't stop anybody. What do you make of the over, which currently sits at 67 in that bowl game?
The one reason I tried to stay away from the over, now Washington doesn't play any defense either. When they played my Wildcats, it was 49-39 in Seattle. I'm just concerned Texas's defense is better than most. I think Texas, you know, held Alabama to 20 points in early September. I think probably a game in the low 30s is conceivable. But that's just a number at 67.5 that I just didn't feel comfortable with either way. I think it's going to be very close to that total.
Understood. All right. Very, very fair. I may sprinkle a little bit on the over because that's a nighttime game. But one of the reasons like this morning, we gave out Syracuse the under. And sometimes we disagree on just like yesterday. The reason I didn't like the under is exactly what's happening right now in this game. Minnesota just got a pick 6. It's now 21-10. Tons of time in the second half. They've had so many unorthodox ways of scoring today. And when it's a low total, all of a sudden it comes into play. I just don't like it. I just don't like it. Gentlemen, well, Spectre, you got anything? You're just sitting there all stoic. You're just sitting here just listening, just having a good time. You good? Are you good?
I'm just soaking up the knowledge. Everyone's putting out great plays today.
My man, Specty. All right, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of the Snake. Clippers plus 7. They're in Boston. By the way, I gave this over out on the morning show. So me and Specty, synergy. Then Eric E.C. Cohen, Middle Tennessee, Charlotte, over 124.5. He told you why it should be in the 130s. And then Washington, the late bowl game tonight, plus 3 against the Texas Longhorns. By the way, Coach Sark did say that he's focused. He wants 9 wins in a season. He says, when's the last time this program had that? Normally you hear a coach who's like, Texas Tech say that? Not Texas. 9 wins get you pumped? Okay. Then, if you're going to cash with me, you're going to do with these two plays. Cowboys first half team total over 14. I do not like 14.5. Cowboys team total over 27. I like everything up to and including 28. If it goes 28.5, I do not like it. All right. There's only one thing left to do. And this is going to be the crew on Early Edge and 5. I love them, and we're going to be rock solid every single weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these N5 tickets straight to the pay window. Brian Tyer crew, love them all. EC, Speculator, Snake on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. We're every single day, multiple times a day. We'll be here tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time for Early Edge Live. We'll see you then on the Early Edge. And sometimes, oh yes, sometimes, we do it in 5. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.